Yeah.
That's Red Sun Rising, one of the new up-and-coming groups. And I absolutely love them. And you know why? Because they sound like my favorite group.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, Alice in Chains. They even have the same feel on their videos. It's exactly, oh man, what a great group. That's Red Sun Rising, kids.
That's a good song.
Oh, it's The Other Side is great. Great song. Hey, welcome back to the Giddy Up, boys and girls. 3:03 in the afternoon. And it is a beautiful 49 degrees, still holding strong here at the lovely Tufts University in lovely Medford. Lovely. beautiful peekaboo. Wow. What is wrong with me? Peekaboo clouds. Not broken clouds. Peekaboo clouds. On the campus of what?
I need to adjust my volume.
Either that or stop watching porn. While we're live. Anyway, so we have any silly news? I mean, there's silly news going on every day. I mean, we could just do silly news from our friends.
I know.
Probably just our own lives.
Our own lives, for sure.
Without a doubt. So, if you got any,
I do. I have a story.
All right. Well, lay one on us.
I have a story
about... Let's get these kids laughing.
Sausages.
All right. Well, there's nothing like sausages, right?
I love sausages.
You do?
On the grill.
You love what?
Sausages on the grill.
Yeah.
Penis!
On the grill. That's what you love on the grill.
I would never do that to you.
No. We don't have a grill big enough.
Oh, why do I always set you up so good?
That was beautiful.
Okay, so in Germany, there was an annual shareholder meeting at Mercedes. They put out a nice spread of food, and they use this company that makes these wicked awesome sausages. They're like the sausages of Germany.
Yeah.
Well, where they were in Berlin.
As long as there's some good beer to go with it, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure in Germany
there's
plenty of good beer.
Where they were, they're not generally available in that area. So it was being catered by the specific sausage company. They had 12,500 sausages.
Wow.
Because there was 5,500
12,000?
12,500 sausages were there.
That could feed the world.
There was 5,500 shareholders there. That means everybody gets roughly two.
Hmm.
I guess, right? Roughly. So anyways, there was a guy there, and he started to wrap up the sausages and was going to take them home.
Mm.
And this woman...
12,000 he was going to take 12,000 sausages home?
And this woman got really PO'd, and she told him that you can't do that, and you know... That's not right. You shouldn't be doing that. And they got into an argument. And he threw the sausages at her. And the police had to come and confiscated all the sausages.
What did they pull up in?
The sausage wagon. No, I don't know.
The sausage wagon.
She filed a criminal complaint for slander because the guy was screaming at her, calling all kinds of names.
Oh,
but imagine Daimler Chrysler, you're at the shareholder meeting because obviously you're probably a rich person if you're at their shareholder meeting.
Yeah.
You own a lot of stock. Keep them separated.
Yeah.
And they put out this nice spread of food and someone's trying to take... There's always somebody out there, honey, you know that wants to just... Take
your sausage.
Take the sausages. Start taking the sodas and the waters. And I mean, just pack their bag up and just leave. There's always somebody that got to ruin it for everybody else.
That's right.
So obviously the lady got mad and she stuck up for herself. But it caused a big sausage fight.
Well, we don't care for those sausage smugglers.
Yeah, right.
Not in these parts.
Sausage smugglers.
You got to go down to the tip of the Cape to get that.
Oh, no. Sausage smugglers.
Yes. Okay.
Wow.
Hello.
Sausages. Now I want a sausage. Hey.
Now you got to have sausage for lunch? For supper?
No. No, for supper. No, aren't we having them on Monday for opening day?
Oh, yeah. Opening day. The yes. Sox. That's right.
We had Fenway Franks
against
the other day.
2 o'clock. And my weather report will...
Oh, we need to know that yes. weather report. Yes.
Absolutely. That'll be coming up very soon.
The Fenway Franks were pretty good the other day.
Oh, by the way, did I mention what today is?
Oh, no, not yet, honey. Well, at the house you told me, but I don't remember.
Well, it is National Zoo Lovers Day.
So, oh, really?
Yes. Ooh. Unless you're... the animals you love are very rain-friendly. I would not suggest going to the zoo today, but it's National Zoo Lovers Day. Also, National Empanada Day. Ooh, I love me an empanada.
Empanada Day. Mm,
yeah.
Where can we get some empanadas today?
I don't know. Have to make them, I guess.
Do you know how to make them?
Of course. What are you, crazy?
I'm
going to be on MasterChef. By the way, MasterChef in Boston, April 23rd, the tryouts. Yours truly may be part of that. We'll have to see. That's 2 weeks from tomorrow. Not promising anything, but there's a lot of people nipping at the, you know, chomping at the bit, nipping at the bud that want me to go because they know I'm a fabulous chef.
I may go too.
You know, when it comes to ghetto food, I am the champ. I'll tell you right now. These people are not home cooks that go on that show. I'm sorry. I love the show, love MasterChef, but the people that are on there's no way they're coming out of the comfort zone like me. But you know what? Hey, I'm going to give the old college try. Who knows?
I know.
Even though I never went to college, but I'm in college right now at Tufts
University. Still counts.
It counts. So,
and I may try as well if I'm going to go with you.
That's my alma mater. Tufts.
Tufts.
Yes.
Go right to the top.
Absolutely.
Because you taught me how to cook, so.
Okay. Well, hey, you never know. You know, weird things have happened. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind.
That would be
fun.
And
then see my ugly mug on the Fox Network. Anyways, you got the story? Oh, and it's National All Is Ours Day. I don't know what that means. But
what is it?
All is ours.
All is ours? Like it's O-U-R-S, ours?
Yes, ours.
All is ours. So, oh, I get it. All is ours. You're just saying it wrong. All is ours. That means everything that you have is yours.
Oh, wow. Who came up with that? Genius.
But you have to say it like Oz. No, you can't say ours.
Sounds pretty selfish to me.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, you're not saying that you own everything. You just, everything you have belongs to you.
Great.
And I don't think they mean literally.
I got a thumbtack, a Band-Aid, and a jack.
And a broken elastic.
A jack from the Jacks game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but just one.
You got the yellow one. Yeah. I saw it. It's the big one.
Yeah. And a half a die.
And half a die?
Yeah, a dice.
I know, a die.
It only has the 1, 3, and 5.
Yeah, bumming.
Yeah, it was an accident.
You can still roll, you can't even roll snake eyes. It was an accident.
It was a bad accident back in the day.
With the die? That's why you only got one?
Yeah, it only has 1, 3, and 5.
I'll give you another one when we get home.
Well, I lost 2, 4, and 6. I had an odd die. Never mind.
I don't know. I'm just looking at you. I'm cracking up laughing for no reason. Well,
hey, the day shows up when I have a die with nothing on it. Absolutely nothing. Yeah, then I'll worry.
Then you'll be worried?
Then I'll know it's time.
Time to get new die?
Yes.
New dice?
Time to go to Milton Bradley and punch him straight in the face.
I don't think he's alive anymore.
Oh.
But I think his factory's still around. Aren't they in Massachusetts? Milton Bradley?
Yes.
Like in Springfield or something?
No, it's Chelsea.
Oh, it is Chelsea.
Well, it is now. Okay. They had to downsize from Springfield.
So they went to Chelsea? They just went backwards. They wanted a water view.
Yeah. Something like that.
Oh, yeah. He was born in 1836.
Wow.
And died in 1911. Wow.
I missed him by that much.
You did. Oh, and I was right. Founded Springfield, Massachusetts.
Yeah, I knew that.
Headquarters, East Long Meadow. That's just as far.
Well, it's long. It's a long meadow.
It's a long meadow away from
Six
Chelsea.
Flags.
Six Flags.
Well, it's in Springfield. It used to be Riverside Park.
Oh, right. Yes, I know. Uh-huh. Riverside Park, yep. Sorry. Absolutely, you're right about that. That was a good place to go.
It was.
Six Flags is like too humongous and it's crowded all the time.
Hmm.
What was the other place that they had when we were a kid? It's out in Leominster where my grandfather lives. Whalum Park.
Oh, Whalum.
Whalum, remember? Whalom. You have a whale of a time. Well, you remember that place?
I've never been there.
The park is still there, but it's closed.
Yeah.
There's a sign when you're going.
Growing up, we didn't really have the money to go to places like that.
Well, we didn't either.
Yeah.
We went to Revere Beach.
I went to Guppum Park, which is the Guppy Park. And little guppies. It was a little smaller version than Whalum. You didn't have a whale of a time. You had a Guppum part of it.
I had guppies.
A Guppum part of it. I mean, kind of a time.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
I went on the old, the tadpole. That was a great ride. Yeah, the tadpole. Yeah. That was the fastest ride they had.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
It was wicked fast, huh?
You
waited in line for 3 hours.
Yeah. After women came off impregnated. Oh, that was the spermum. I forgot. I'm sorry.
That was the sperm ride. The sperminator.
Yeah. Anyways, so we have a few funny stories. You banana, it's 314.
I'm not a banana. I have another funny one. How about this guy in California?
How about this guy
in California?
What are you, in New York, reporting the silly news? Yeah, this guy.
No, I'm a Boston person.
I had to take care of him.
This guy thought he was going to propose to his girlfriend in a really good way. She was on the computer. What's that thing called? FaceTime? Yeah, FaceTime. They were FaceTiming. So he scales a 600-foot rock. Morro Rock. Yeah, when you were living in California, did you see that rock? Morro Rock.
No.
Just off California's central coast.
Yeah, I lived in Southern Cal.
Oh, okay.
SoCal.
So not even close?
No.
Okay.
Do you know how big California is?
Yeah, it's huge. All right. I see it on the map all
the time.
You
have to take a plane from
it's
one
gigantic.
End to the other. Yes.
I've never been. What was that little dance you just did? So, they were FaceTiming, and he climbed this 600-foot rock, and he proposed to his girlfriend. And she said yes. Awesome, right? Great.
I guess.
He was so excited. The bad news was he got stuck, and they had to send a helicopter to get him.
Kind of ruins the moment.
Yeah. He was dangling 80 feet off the ground. He was totally stuck. So the rescue was called a helicopter. And she still said yes, but boom, 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 he had to pay a fine because they had to come out and get him. Especially when you're not supposed to be on that particular rock. No climbing allowed, and he gets stuck on it. So I don't know. That's really just sheer stupidity, I think.
Mm.
But she still said yeah, so I mean, good for him.
Well, yeah, I guess that's good for him.
Good for her.
Yeah.
It's a match made in heaven right there. Or on the side of a rock.
Mm.
Imagine if he took her with him and they proposed and they both got stuck out there. That actually would have been even funnier.
Well, it wasn't as funny as the time I proposed to you way back.
Oh, yeah? Way back?
Yeah. Do you remember your answer?
Yeah. What was my answer?
My
answer was yes, wasn't it?
No.
I said no.
You didn't say no. You just kind of...
Yeah. I farted?
Yeah.
I did. Did you ask me when I was asleep? You did?
I was like, all right, enough. It's either yes or no. It's not one... Oh. Ooh, that sounded dangerous.
That sounded bad.
Yeah. But I had my phone running at the time, so. This is every morning. And that was yes, ladies and gentlemen. Yes!
I'm going to cut myself.
All right.
Is that the actual video?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
I do not fart like that.
You're right. It's much louder.
I can't believe you have a video.
All right, kids. 3:18 in the afternoon. You have another story you want to lay on us, or you want me to play a couple songs?
Play some songs.
I have a great song I want to play for all the kids. Well, I do.
I'm sure you do. You play great music.
Well, thank you very much. This is out to the Sandy Network, or whatever they called.
Sandra Network.
Sandra Network. So this goes out to all the girls in the basement. Hopefully you're not locked up.
With the cats.
But anyways, this was a little request they had put in, and I will oblige. I don't usually play the song because it's, you know, a little long, but it is Friday. Mm-hmm. It is the afternoon, and it is to kick off this weekend, which is going to be a beautiful weekend. I'll be back with the weather for the weekend to let you kids know what's going on and little things you can do around town. And be back with one more story, Tina Marie. Mm-hmm. Okay, beautiful. So take us out. Tell them what they're listening to, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
All right, kids. We'll be right back.
Then the piper will lead us to reason. new day will dawn for those who stand long, and the forests will echo with laughter.
That song, it just puts you in a different mood, doesn't it?
I love Led Zeppelin.
That's right.
I bought a Stairway to Hell.
As I always say, always be a rock and never roll.
You do say that.
That is one of my sign-offs.
Mm-hmm.
And now you know why. My favorite group ever, 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 Led Zeppelin. And that goes out to the Dirty Sandys at the Sandy Company.
What? Dirty Sandys.
I'm not quite sure what the correct name was for that.
Sandra Network.
Oh, okay.
But her name is Sandra.
Okay.
Well, it stands for something, actually. I saw it on their page. I liked their page.
Okay.
Maybe if they need help, I can get a job there typing or something. You guys need help?
Typing.
I'm a good typer. 60 words a minute. You need any typing done?
Maybe they need somebody to bring them lunch every day.
Maybe. Feed the cats.
I can do lunch. Bring the lunch in.
I don't think they're going to pay you for that.
I can strip while I'm doing the lunch.
I don't think they're still paying for that.
Why not?
I don't know.
Who would you want?
Maybe they get it for free at home.
Who does?
I don't know. I get it for free.
Maybe Lisa does because she's newly married, but, you know. The other Dirty Sandys, I just made that out. That's a new word.
I know.
Forget about Dirty Sanchez. You have a Dirty Sandy. That's for the women. You can thank Pauly B later for that one. All right, 3:28 in the afternoon. That was me. Being me. The 8th day of April.
8th,
and,
yep.
And the Red Sox will be playing the Toronto Blue Jays tonight for the weekend tilt. And Monday, opening day. Well, home opening day. Which, as I was telling Tina Marie, which she doesn't believe, I never missed an opening day in my life. And, it's, you know, especially when I was working there, I couldn't miss an opening day. But even before, since I was a child with my dad, and we always watched opening day together. So it's a very, you know, emotional time for me. So I'm going to be cooking dogs. Sausages, peppers and onions, Cracker Jacks. I won't be cooking them. They'll be there. Popcorn. What else did I do?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Peanuts. Did I already say peanuts?
Peanuts.
Yeah. You got to watch. You got to be careful with that word.
Yes, you do.
So anyways, 3:30. And what do you have for us? Another funny story?
I do. And it is
Not even a story. It's not a story. Top 10, which I love. Top 10.
Not
things.
Really a top 10. It's just a paragraph, but I'll read it.
Okay.
So we all have our own definition of a creepy guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to go right to the men because I've never really seen a creepy woman before, but a creepy guy. Several behaviors.
See, it's not fair to the men.
No.
For this. What do you call it?
For this
study?
Yeah.
Who's doing these studies?
They did have women there.
Well, it sounds like mostly would be women.
I suppose women can be creepy. Yeah, I mean, go to Walgreens later on. You'll see some creepiness going on.
Yeah.
That whole plaza.
Well, lay it on us.
I just called it a plaza.
It's a plaza.
Yeah, it's Walgreens Plaza.
Well, see, you ragged on me the other day when I said they had a church bazaar.
You said bazaar.
Bazaar. You went, they have a bazaar. You thought I was older than Jesus.
Yeah.
They used to have the bazaars at
St. Teresa's.
Yeah, so.
Going to the bazaar with my aunt and my nana. So, the characteristics that were consistently rated for creepy people include standing too close, greasy hair, peculiar smile, bulging eyes, long fingers, long fingers.
Not fingernails, just fingers.
No, just long, like, probably long, skinny fingers, yeah. Unkempt hair, pale skin, bags under eyes, odd or dirty clothes.
Ooh, yeah.
Licking lips frequently.
That's LL Cool J. He's not so... Now it's LL Creep Day.
Yeah, right.
Creep J.
Creep J?
Well, I say Creep Day.
Laughing at odd times. Oof.
What?
Some of the stuff I'm not going to say just because it's not appropriate.
Really? For our show?
Oh, I don't know.
All right, if it's not.
Displaying unwanted sexual interest? I guess that would make you a total creep.
Oh, yeah.
Go faster! Oh. I can't go any faster!
Where are you going, kids? Hey, I just want to talk to you. Why don't you come over to my place for a glass of wine and a couple of fruit pies, and then we can go in the back room and play crazy snakes.
Now, that's creepy.
Is he running with his walker?
Yes, he is.
Wow, he's pretty fast, that old
guy,
huh?
You have to laugh through it, though.
I'm sorry. How about this? Asking to take a picture of you. That would be slightly creepy.
Excuse me, miss.
Can I take a picture of you?
I think that's a, yeah, that's a...
Why are you food shopping?
Oh, why are you food... Well,
no, just...
I can understand if you're at a concert or something or whatever, an event. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, taking a picture of, yeah, a random person.
They just come up to you and say, hey, can
and
I take
I'm gonna,
your picture?
Yeah, I'm going to stalk you on Facebook. I'm going to look this picture up.
Yeah. Oof.
I agree.
Men and women alike overwhelmingly said it was more likely that a typical creepy person would be male.
I know. That's kind of prejudice, isn't it?
Oh.
That's creep prejudice.
Creep prejudice, yeah.
Prejudism.
How about, would you like to know...
Ah! What? What?
What was that?
I don't know. I don't know. It was,
someone
it was
busted
creepy,
in.
It was a creepy guy, I think.
Hello there, Kyle. You look nice today. I see you're wearing your big shorts with the baggy leg holes that flutter so carelessly in the breeze. Would you like to come inside for a cupcake and a glass of wine?
Shut up, old man. That guy is so creepy on Family Guy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, and he's got the old man whistle going on.
Yeah, he does.
He does. So, would you like to know what the four most creepy professions in order are?
Oh, God. I hope it's not DJ.
No, no, you're not on that list.
Oh, I didn't make the list. Thank God.
Clown. Well, number one, clown.
It has to be clown.
It has to be.
It has to be clown.
How about a taxidermist?
Why would that even make it? Like, how many taxidermists do you know?
I don't know any, but I'm sure there are some who they have stuffed animals all over their house, and they're creepy looking.
They like stuffing things, huh?
Yep.
I'm sure they're good around Thanksgiving.
Sex shop owner.
Why is that creepy?
I don't know. What if he is a creepy? What if he looks like, what's his name? Ooh. That male porno star. The short fat guy, the curly hair.
Oh, Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, Ron Jeremy.
My buddy.
He's creepy looking.
He's the hedgehog.
Could you imagine if he was the owner of the sex shop up on Route 1? He'd be creepy looking.
I met him up on Route 1, by the way.
He's still creepy looking, though.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
I mean, all right.
He's very funny.
He is funny. He's a comedian,
Come
too.
Come on. What other hairy fat guy with balding curly hair can ever get a job like that and live a great life?
That's true.
That's America for you right there.
That's America.
It is.
Oh, man. And the last one was funeral director.
Huh. Okay. Yeah.
The least creepiest profession was a meteorologist.
That was the least out of how many?
It didn't say.
Well, then you don't know.
How about creepiest hobbies?
I don't know.
Especially ones that involved collecting body parts like fingernails or insects.
Well, that would, yeah, be
or
creepy.
Watching or photographing other people. That is creepy.
All right, so where are the women in this?
There are no women. It's all about men.
That's not fair.
True story, though.
Yeah.
As many of you who do know me know that I was in the photo lab industry for over 20 years. I had this customer, and at the time, let's go back to when I first started, because that's when I first met him. So let's go back to 1994. Oh, that's when I was working for somebody else. Listen, this guy came in, right? And he was probably, he looked like he was 70 already back then. And he used to go to Revere Beach and take pictures of all the girls in their bikinis and come in and develop them all and print out the pictures. Mm. That, I dubbed him creepiest man way back when. Don't you know, a few years ago, I seen him at my work developing pictures. He's still out there, and he looks like he's 100 now. He's still doing it, and he's skinny, and he has long fingers. Yeah, he's creep. He's got it going on.
Well, apparently.
It's totally creepy.
Okay.
Say, you want to go to Revere Beach this weekend and take pictures of people?
I don't.
You don't look like creepy, though.
I'd be arrested immediately.
Probably, yeah.
But of course, this old man, I'm old, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just taking pictures.
Of the seagulls.
Yeah, the seagulls.
Right? I'm feeding the seagulls.
They're eating Kelly's fried clam plates. God damn it.
Leave me alone! Who cares about my telescopic lens on the 12-year-old girls?
That's the creepy guy we met at
Yeah,
the island.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
And I better get a pocket spot next time!
Oh, I love that guy. He's funny. Oh. Whippersnappers.
Yeah.
He'll flap you like a flapjack, you whippersnappers.
And he was jingling all his change around in his pocket at you.
I think that was, they were in his chin.
Maybe.
In his cheeks. He's like a squirrel with change in them.
He was yelling at everybody. Oh my God, it was so funny.
All right. So, thank you for those silly stories and that creepy list that you have going there.
Ugh.
And I think we can all relate to that.
I'm going to share it on our page because the
sad as it may seem.
I know. The picture that they show on here of the guy is like definitely a creep.
Mm.
I'll share it on our Facebook page.
Chop suey. All right.
Chop suey?
Yeah. Yes. Anyways, 3:39 in the afternoon. And guess what, boys and girls? We're going to have a pretty good weekend comparable to what we've had the past couple weeks. Right now, it is honestly 52 degrees. Imagine that. 52 outside. And it looks sunny out here in lovely Medford. But I tell you, I don't see that lasting all night. We're going to have spotted showers. It's kind of like a leopard. Spotted showers. All right, never mind. All right, spotted showers for the rest of the night. And it'll be warm, though. It'll be nice. Nice snuggling weather for tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, 30% of showers. It's going to be, it's pretty much going to be overcast for the whole day, but it will be 45 degrees at the high. So it won't be like freezing cold or anything. Mm-hmm. It'll just be kind of a gloomy day.
Aww.
As I like to say, the melancholy poly day.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have nothing to do on Saturday, stay in the house. Unlike us, we cannot. We'll be leaving the house. So it's a good errand day.
Yes, it's errand
day. Okay, how's that sound? It's a good errand day. So tomorrow, but I wouldn't count on any rain. Maybe a few sprinkles, you know, depending on the gods. Not my gods, but and Sunday will be better because it'll be more sunny. It'll be about 48. I'm not even going to stretch it to 50. That you know, but nobody listens to me, so who cares?
I do.
50 degrees on Sunday. That is my pick of the weekend. Sunday, you guys want to do something outside, do it. Because it won't be that overcast, but it'll be more peekaboo sun. And that's not peekaboo street.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
She's retired.
Yes. Didn't Tiger use the data?
I think so, yeah. For a quick second.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, and Monday, I have to talk about it because it is the home opener for my beloved Red Sox.
Is that April 11th?
It would be April 11th. No. Yes.
Yes. Oh, the Red Sox are playing tomorrow at 1:07.
I know, honey. And they're playing tonight.
I didn't care about tonight.
This weekend, they're in Toronto, so it doesn't matter because they have the roof. So it doesn't matter.
They have the what?
Roof.
Oh, they at the have Rogers roof. Center. Oh, yeah, right. They're playing inside.
They have the retractable
okay,
roof.
So gotcha.
They can play rain or shine.
Okay.
So they'll get three games in this weekend, come home for the home opener against Baltimore. And it's a 2:05 start, I believe.
Yes, it is.
And it's supposed to be, I think, a little rainy at the time of the start of the game. But who cares? It's a home opener. This is what us diehard Red Sox fans live for.
Mm-hmm.
And, like I said, you guys have nothing to do. Come on over, and I'll be cooking dogs and sausages. And we won't be throwing them, and I don't want anybody stealing them. But we'll have everything.
Stealing them.
Trust me, we'll have everything, and all the extras that go with it that won't cost $8 a beer.
No.
And so, anyways, enjoy your weekend. My pick of the weekend is Sunday, and go outside. Saturday, stay in. Stay in and snuggle. So there's your Polly B weekend weather to start your weekend off right. What did you say?
Off right.
Yeah. Silly. I'm a little off left. Oh, wow. My background music ran out. Anyways, kids, 3:42 in the afternoon. I'm going to play another tunage, and we'll be back with our goodbyes, even though we hate to say them. You guys have been great. I'm glad you're listening in. Hope you're all having a good time with our rock and roll, because that's what you get. And this one goes out to my Tina Marie, and why don't you take us out?
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
All right. We'll be right back, kids.
I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing, tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling, and this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me of what I really am. It's not like you to say sorry. I was waiting on a different story. And this time I'm mistaken for letting you a heart worth breaking. And I've been wrong. I've been down, been to the bottom of every bottle. These five words in my head scream, are we having fun yet? Yeah, 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 no, no. Yeah, 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 no, no. It's not like you didn't know that I said I love you and I swear I still do. And it must have been so bad, 'cause living with me must have damn near killed you. And this is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me. Stealing, and this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me. This is how you remind me.
There you go, a little Nickelback.
Thank you.
From Miss Tina Marie. You're welcome. She likes that Kitty Rock. Oh.
I met them.
You know, we're going to play. What?
I met them.
Oh, well. Did they give you Nickelback?
No.
A bum? A bum? Crack? A back rub? That's what I meant to say.
What?
It didn't come out the way
what
I.
What is wrong with you
I don't
today?
Know. I'm fumbling over my words today. I don't get it.
I don't get it.
Silly. Anyways, 3:47 in the afternoon, boys and girls. And, it's that time. Well, 3:48. We're going to say our goodbyes, which we hate to do. But we're going to say our goodbyes and kick your weekend off right. The sun is shining bright right now.
Mm-hmm.
Say,
only in Medford, though.
Well, who knows? Where is Sandra? Where's her
Peabody.
Bordello?
Peabody.
Oh, okay, Peabody. And so, you know, like I said, peekaboo sun or whatever you want to call it all day today. So enjoy it as mm-hmm. much as you can. Go outside for 5 minutes. Come back inside. I don't know. Eat something. Go back outside. I don't know.
Come back in.
Yes. So you want to say some goodbyes?
Yes. Thank you all for listening. Have a great, safe mm-hmm. weekend. Enjoy the weather that Polly gave you for the day that he picked, which I believe was Sunday.
Was Sunday, yes.
Tomorrow's errand day. Tonight is cuddle day night.
Mm-hmm.
And I will shout out to our babies, Ryan, Nick, Kaylee, Christina, Miss Emily, and Zoe the cat. Mm. We have a Zoe too.
Yeah, we do.
Lisa's still listening, but she's all alone now. Everyone left.
Oh, everyone left?
Yeah. She said, I'm alone now. Everyone left me. Sigh, no love.
Oh, no. We love you. Thank you for listening.
Thank Absolutely. You, Lisa.
Yes. Of course we love Lee.
Yes, we do love Lee.
Yeah. Sexual chocolate. She's my girl. Well, thank you. And as well, would like to say thank you, everyone, for listening in as you do every week. You guys are the best. If it wasn't for you, we would not be here or doing this because it's all about you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And now we appreciate all your support, and especially last week at the parade, we got a lot of support, mm-hmm. a lot of balloons, a lot of clowns. And I'm not talking about just us. There was a lot going on, and we had a great time. And you guys, stay tuned for more upcoming events. The summer's here, and we will be here all over this place. We'll be all over the radio.
Yep.
Because we're going to have crazy, crazy shows coming up. Anyways, as I like to say, we're going to take... I don't really like to say, but we are going to take a 166-hour break because we need it. It's been a rough week with the snow and the rain. Not that that matters. We say that every week anyways. So 166-hour break. And as I always say, stay Boston strong, boys and girls. Stay Boston strong. We got the marathon coming up in 2 weeks from Monday. So that's going to be a very important day for all of us. And as well, especially what's going on in the world. And as well, I said it right. Always be a rock and never roll. Mm-hmm. I already said it.
Yeah, I already said it. You can say it again.
All right. Well, I just did. And we missed a funny man. I'm going to say he'll be back next week
mm-hmm.
to be joining us on the show. And thank you, Frankie. A special thank you for joining us last week for April Fool's Parade.
Mm-hmm.
That was epic, and I thought it went off very well. So, kids, until then, I'm going to say... Oh, I forgot about one thing.
Uh-oh.
Courtney Love in the green room. Sorry, we ran out of time. Guess what? You could have stayed there for years, and we would have ran out of time. Sorry. Is that just me, or do I love Kurt Cobain? Yes, I do. Anyways, we'll see you, boys and girls, next week. Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And we look forward to it. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your kids. And always, like I said, stay Boston strong, kids. Because we need it. All right, Mama?
That's true. We do.
All right. We ready to rock?
Always ready to rock and roll.
All right. We'll see you guys next week. 166 hours in 7.5 minutes. Enjoy your weekend.
separated. Separated. Hey! The man, you're disrespecting me. Take him out. You gotta keep them separated. Separated. Hey!